Hello, welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome everyone, wherever you are in the world, Bangkok, Thailand, or US, or Italy, or England, Europe, wherever, China. Thank you so much for wherever you are. Thank you so much for tuning in to Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandy. Today's topic is Transcendence and Success. We are going to explore why, for the first reason why people want to be successful in this world, which reason, if it's right, if it is wrong, why most people think it's wrong, why most people think it's right, why people separate success from spirituality, and how instead they could be united together. And I have found, meditating upon the subject, that things are not so much separated as usual, because separation is something that comes from a state of mind of separation, obviously. But if you have a state of mind and an attitude of inclusion, then your life is different, because you include things into your life, you include people into your life, you include possibilities into your life, and you include levels of yourselves that are physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, all together at once. This is absolutely possible. Therefore, today's topic is transcendence and success, but it can also be transcendental success. And stay tuned, because we're going to explore the topic of success in a way that probably nobody has ever done before. And you want to listen to this radio show, you will understand, especially if you're in a spiritual path, or if you're not in a spiritual path, but you want success, and at the same time, you feel something is lacking, you feel too much worries and anxieties daunting on you, listen to this radio show, because probably, in whatever, success can be anything. It can be material achievements, mental achievements, emotional achievements, coming to a point of total relaxation, total peace of mind. One of the things that I found, and I will tell you right away, is that success, like in the spiritual path, is not really about accomplishments, but is about our own inner nature to try to bring things to completion. If you want, you can call online. You can call now on air, live on air. And the toll-free number you have to call is 888-815-9756. Let me repeat that again, 888-815-9756. And I have to say, I'm here now on a Thai island giving this beautiful yoga retreat to these beautiful people. And it's such an amazing time. We are having a moment where, you know, I think it's one of the best moments of the year, because it's not too hot. There's a gentle breeze. There is the sun. We have the sea. There are people just swimming in the swimming pool. We have yoga in the morning and meditation. We talk about life. We talk how to improve our lives. Are we having the best holiday I think you could possibly have? There's not much you can do. I mean, you cannot go to a club over here on this island. It's pretty much a natural island. If you go to my website, justcelestial.com, and then go to the yoga holiday section, you will see. But these holidays are good for just one reason, because you just have the chance and the time to forget about your life, to forget about yourself, even if your life is going well, you know what I mean? You can just, you need moments where you are actually stepping back. And from those moments, you start feeling something within yourself rising up again. That is your immense power. And this is what this radio show is about, to find a way back to the great power that everybody has, that nobody ever can take away from you, but for some reason you're not using. For some reason you forgot you had, and you know that you're not using because you don't feel enough energy in your life. When you don't feel enough energy in your life, when you feel there is not peace of mind and of the heart, when you feel that the joy, the enthusiasm that you could have is not there, okay, that power is yours. Nobody can ever take it away from you, but you have to do something in your life. You have to do something. to step back into that power for the same simple reason why when you break a leg, you need patience. You need to do something, to do some physiotherapy, first to rest it, and then to do some physiotherapy in order to bring back that leg to its natural state. So if you're out of tune, you must do something to get back in tune with that power. And let me tell you again, that power is yours. So what I want to say, what I want to do in this radio show, you probably know if you listen, if you've been listening to this radio show many times, is to share with you the methods and techniques that will allow you to step back into that power. That is your power, it's not my power. And this is the, what I always say is, you need to experiment yourself with all these practices. You need to be your first expert on your life. It is so important. It is so important that you come back to be totally in charge of your life. Really important. Now, I have prepared for this reason a new newsletter. It's called Life Changing Power Newsletter. And that is the newsletter that I'm proud of, because in that newsletter, I share lots of principles, lots of techniques, lots of mystical principles and symbols that will allow you to understand where you are in life, where you're going. You can turn your life around. You can take all those tools and do it. So the easy way to sign up for this this newsletter is to go to this website, www.thelifecatalyst.com, and then sign up there. Let me repeat it again, www.thelifecatalyst.com, and sign up for your newsletter there. It is amazing. It is amazing. I can guarantee it for you. Now, the first thing you need to do, let's move on to the topic of today, which is a topic that I really love. It is a topic because it will make all the barriers fall down from worldly accomplishments, a worldly accomplishment and spiritual accomplishment, okay? One of the things that Yogananda used to say is to stop thinking that material and worldly success is separated from spiritual success. Stop thinking like that. And obviously we're not talking about damaging people. We're not talking about taking advantage of other people. That's another story. Okay? The first thing that I want to say, to step back into your power, and before we delve deeper into all the principles I'm going to share with you today, is to find a solution. Think in terms of solutions. This is one of the most important things you could do in your life. Make this commitment within yourself and practice repeating this commitment every day. I decide to think in terms of solutions. And really feel it. Really repeat it. Absorb it in your consciousness until you feel that you have captured the meaning of what you're saying. Okay? If you continue to repeat something like this commitment, this affirmation, but you don't absorb it, then it will be temporary, okay? But you have to say it until you mean it, until you understand what is happening, until it permeates all levels of your being. And continue to repeat it with the intention of let it permeate all the levels of your being. Think in terms of solution. I want to think in terms of solutions. The nurturing of your mind is essential in success, in every endeavor, even in the spiritual path. Only when you step into a different mind formula, you will see that all accomplishment comes from a way of thinking. And yes, if we are working with the formula, it still means that we are working in the world of Maya, the world of illusions, where we have to somehow work with this dual world, the reality of the dual world. Yes, you have to do that. You know why? Because you're living in the dual world. And there is a part, the deeper you go within yourself, yes, the deeper you go, get in touch with the part of yourself that is pure, that is not influenced by the dual world, and that's correct. But at the same time, you cannot just deny that you're living in the dual world. You have to work with the things you have in this world, okay? So when we talk about a mind formula, we talk about something that will make you relate you as yourself, you as your character, in the world you're living, and from that moment on, see things differently, see things in terms of solutions, be a solution finder, and change your life in the best way possible. You don't believe that certain people, this is the problem, sometimes you don't believe that certain people would work mentally in a certain way. Therefore, you still cut yourself outside certain rules that will allow you to be successful at any level. You don't believe that certain things work in a certain way. You don't believe that working with your emotion in a certain way will make you overcome the problem. We don't believe that doing that will sort of solve the problem. If we have, for example, a great distress emotionally, we usually think that we need a real strong kind of practice in order to bring ourselves back to a normal state. But if you use strength upon you again and again, if you're strong with yourself, what will happen is a probably it's really hard for you to get back into that peace. You have to use peace to get back to peace. You see what I mean? So you don't believe that certain people, even if you want to accomplish something in this world, okay, certain people will think in a certain way, and still they do. But when you get results based on what you will, based on that, you will be amazed to know that it is all based on a new way of thinking. And once you step there, you would see it. Yes, it was. It was all about thinking differently. And to think the thought that you have never thought before, this is the point. To step out of your cycle, to step beyond your current experience into a new way of thinking, while still carrying within yourself, within you, all the knowledge, all the wisdom you have acquired. Isn't it beautiful? Really stepping forward, really starting something new. Really starting to see things in a different way, in a new way, invigorating, empowering. Empowering simply means that you're claiming best your power into those new way of seeing, into those new way of experiencing life. So what is success? Just listen closely. Because this definition that I'm going to give you of success has never been heard. And it will unite material success and spiritual success. Okay? Listen closely. What is success? Success is our call in moving beyond human limitations. Let me repeat that again. Success is our call in moving beyond human limitations. Now, let me ask you something else now. If you want success in your life, would you say that this statement would not apply to you? Success is your call in moving beyond human limitations. Now, if you all think of all the pictures or of all the images that have been used in order to convey success, for example, one of the men jumping up into the sky, okay? On my blog, thelastcatalyst.com/blog/blog, there's a picture of a man handling down the key, and the background is pure sky, the keys of the sky. You know, all these images, or a man rising up beyond the sun with all these great rays coming upon him, these are all images of success. But they also imply man moving beyond his human limitations, uniting your hand with the cosmic hands, okay? Your sphere, is expanding beyond the current reality. You moving beyond. You going forward. You stepping into a new realm where anything is possible. You becoming great to the point where you have overcome all challenges of life, where you don't have to worry anymore. Success is our call in moving beyond human limitations. And if you understand behind your desire to be successful, there is the desire, your call, to move beyond your human limitation, then you see the success, if sought with this consciousness, is not wrong. And it's not necessarily against the spiritual path if you're a spiritual person. Reaching out more people with your success, for example, to reach out to more people. Even if you want to reach out more people in your social environment, okay? Or if you want to have more friends just to have an easier life just because you enjoy their presence. Reaching out more people, for more people, with your success is a symbol of your higher self. Because you move beyond your individual being to include others and other realities. To move beyond your inner small reality and include a greater reality, success, and even success in the life path has to do with inclusion. And this is one of the most important points. Remember, you step out of yourself and include new realities, include new people. You include, you never exclude, you never separate yourself. One has to include. One has to reach a wider family and work for his own community in order to move beyond his limited self and have much greater energy, support, obviously, support from people. The energy of all those people will support your energy as well, more income, more well-being, greater insight because you will learn, new thoughts, new experiences. You alone cannot do as much as you can do with other people. You have to accept that. And no matter who you have in front of you, still, if you understand that your life is about inclusion, you want to include things consciously, just state it, just say to yourself, awareness is the key of any life change. Say to yourself, I want to include for my own growth, to move beyond human limitations. I want to include people. I want to reach out more people for this reason. The universe will start cooperate with you because it's about your soul growth. It's about your growth in consciousness. Remember, the call for success is a life call. And most people think it is not a worthy call. Yet, great masters of all time, said that you must be able to be successful in life, in what you decide to accomplish. It doesn't mean that you have to be a millionaire. It doesn't mean that you have to be a billionaire. It doesn't mean that you have to be in the business of real estate. Please understand, in what you decide to accomplish, you have to be successful in life in order to be successful on the spiritual path. And this is what great masters of all time have been saying. Success, obviously, then, is not never, ever damaging other people. It's never about that. Because if the true nature of success is inclusion itself, if you damage what you should include, what will you have left? Okay? Remember, all these concepts are so important. They will redefine your mental attitude towards success in life. It will make you understand why you want success, why it is not wrong at all. Now, right success has to do, obviously, with using your talents. to overcome present limits. Okay? Now, here I want to use a very easy kind of symbolism, and I always like to refer, as you know, to the symbols of astrology because they reflect the meaning of life so deeply. And I don't mean that you have to use, as I've said many times, I don't mean you have to use astrology as a predictive tool. But it is good to refer to it in its symbols because the depths of life are all there. So, for example, using your talents in good qualities or good supporting kind of energy patterns, in astrology, all these are symbolized by the trines. It's an aspect between two planets there. It's a good aspect. It's a trine. And the limits or challenges, where there's a lot of energy moving on and going on, and it's difficult to move on from there, let's say, are symbolized by the squares. These are other aspects between two other planets, and it's not considered a real positive one, but in truth, what it simply says is there's a lot of energy there. There's a lot of energy there. So, if success is moving beyond your human limitation, then you must choose a career, and this is really important, because otherwise you will stagnate. Otherwise you will use all the positive things that you have, but sooner or later you will stagnate. You will see that you don't move on anymore because you have learned what you have to learn. Now it's time to move on. I mean, for example, when you are a child, learning to read seems a great accomplishment. Okay, that's a great accomplishment. That's great. But if you stop there, no, you would stagnate, isn't it? It's obvious. If when you're 40 years old, you're still stuck in the accomplishment of reading, obviously, you will see your life is not going anywhere. You have to move on. So you must choose a career that will challenge you to overcome the limitations that you currently have. And yes, you use your talents in order to do so. It can be any career. And remember, what would be good for one might not be good for another. It's up to you. It's about you yourself. It's about what is happening. It's about what it is that you must learn. Huh? First, you should reinforce your talents enough with conscious awareness. You have to be aware of your talents. And for talents, I also mean that those talents are qualities to overcome the life limits. And those could be qualities of character, for example, strengths, whatever you have, kindness, ability to love, ability to conceptualize, ability to organize, ability to understand the big picture, ability to live passionately, and so on. This can be all symbolized in astrology by the trines, okay? These are all qualities that can be yours or not, one of them I've just said, but you should see what you have and overcome a specific limit with one of your talents and make that part of your career. For example, overcoming that limit with kindness, overcoming that challenge with a person with the ability to organize work, or the ability to love, or the ability to understand the big picture. Depending on what quality do you have, depending on what trine do you have to move towards the overcoming of a present challenge, of a present limit, with the talents that you have already, with the qualities that you have already. And it all has to do, again, with awareness. You have to be aware. So my invitation, my suggestion for you to do now, is to write at least 12 of your good strengths and qualities, okay? Make this list now. Create a table with 13 boxes. Or if you prefer, 13 rows. One column with 13 rows. On the first row, on top, my qualities, talents, and strengths. And I want you to write there is mainly qualities of your character. It's really important. Because those are the things that you're going to use. Those are the strengths that you're really going to use to overcome any limitation. Okay, so write at least 12 strengths and do it now. Do it now. Write all the 12 strengths, abilities that you might have in yourself. Ability to speak nicely, that's one of those. Ability to be pleasant, get on well with people, to connect, to love, to understand the depth of a situation, the ability to go deep, the ability to abandon yourself, that's another thing. Now, all these strengths are actually, all these qualities are actually strengths that you can use in different situations, either combined or alone, and write them down. Very good. And then, once you finish that, then move into create another column and write different kinds of challenges that you might have right now. Now, in order to do so, I would like you to write challenges regarding your fears, your beliefs, for example, about your skills, or in any area of life. About money, about other people, about love, about yourself, about your learning experience, about, learning doesn't mean you have to go to college or university, it just simply means your learning experience. What you're learning now. Are you learning? You're not learning anything. If you're not learning anything, let me tell you, you should learn something. Life is about learning all the time. What is it that you're learning? Or if you cannot recognize what you're learning, maybe you're already learning, but you don't recognize it. Then awareness is the key. What is it you're learning? What is the challenge there? Really important. And move on. What about your balance in the mind, body, and soul? Your spiritual nurturing, a kind of area of life, okay? So write all these areas down. Write the challenges. Write the challenges. At least write four areas down and write the main challenge in that area, and then see how you can use your strengths to overcome that particular challenge. Can I overcome the challenge of fear with kindness? Can I overcome it with love? Can I overcome it with a sense of safety? Or can I overcome it by my imagination? There are many ways and many techniques that you can do in order to use your strengths to overcome those problems. Okay, this is about, for example, what I do during my sessions. I will help people in overcoming their obstacles, in overcoming their limits, to let themselves connect with their own qualities and strengths and overcome those limits. And by doing so, they will step gradually into their own power. And they will see their power is much, they have much more power than they could ever expect before. So, again, another thing, let's move on now. This is a great exercise that you can do, and the key and the purpose of this exercise is to give you all the awareness necessary to cope with life. You see, if you organize your mind in order to overcome a limit, what will happen is you will gain awareness, you will gain insight, and that is the key for you to move forward. Otherwise, you know, because you will remove confusion, otherwise you will stay stuck into chaos. And from confusion and chaos, it's really hard to move. You have to write it down, crystallize your thoughts into a paper. It is really important. And then from there, maybe meditate. Once you have a clear idea on how you could associate your strengths with the limits that you want to overcome, then you meditate upon how you could do that. You are the expert on yourself. And yes, there are many techniques that we could use in together, but, and I've shared them with you many times in this radio show, but today we'll move on because I want to share many principles with you. And compare success with a transcendental experience. And this is really important if you want to have your life full of meaning. Success is not just material success. It's not about getting money only. It's about getting wealth. It's about bringing into balance multi-levels of your being. The physical level, the emotional level, the mental level, and the spiritual level. The inner world and the outer world perfectly brought into balance. In accordance with your aspirations and desire, when your inner world is in tune with the other. It's always like that. But when the inner world, when you're aware of your inner world, when the inner world is harmoniously in tune with what you're aware of, what you want it to be, and the outer world reflects that, then you are successful. And this is a process that is already happening within you. You work perfectly already at so many levels. There's nothing within you that needs to be fixed, really. It is only about reorganizing what you have, reorganizing your inner world. You're already projecting exactly what it is, your inner world, including your inharmonies, including your challenges, including whatever it is that is going on within you. You are already working perfectly well. Now, what you need to do is to become aware of what your life would be like, become aware of what are the challenges, becoming aware of how you can bring balance in those challenges, and recreate the inner world in the way that you want it, and then project it out in the outer world in the way that you want it, and that resonates very well with your inner world. Uniting the outer and the inner will make you a complete person. It is now removed into another realm that I've already introduced very little before. Compare success with transcendental experience. What is a transcendental experience? Transcendental experience is moving beyond your human limitations. It transcends your human condition in order to embrace a higher reality, a much greater power, which is the power that is giving you life. It cannot abandon you. Nobody can take away from you. You will always have that. And there are many ways to do that. And I've seen the same techniques that people use in meditation in order to have a transcendental experience are the same techniques and concepts that people can use in order to have success. And this is why the two things can be extremely well connected together. You understand the subtlety. It is there. It is all one. It is all connected. For example, one of the practices, there are so many meditation practices, obviously, but one of the key concepts that you want to follow if you practice a meditation technique is to penetrate and focus into a point until you go beyond. You get totally absorbed into that point until you and the point become one, until everything disappears. You get to the essence of everything, okay? Penetrating into a point till you go beyond. That is the path of moving beyond through concentration. And it is the same thing. Many people say, well, in order to have success, you have to concentrate into a point and stick in there until you get to the point where you want to move beyond, and then you break the wall. It is exactly the same thing. Honoring always the same point until you get to its essence. You master it, becoming one with it, and then move beyond where just a few people have moved. You have achieved success. And that happens. That is why meditating will help you so much to achieve the mindset for success, the consciousness of success, because meditation will naturally and effortlessly bring you back with your mind to the point where this process happens naturally. Therefore, you're naturally prepared in consciousness to be successful. And this is such a great concept that can turn your life around if you understand the value of it. Now, if you want to have your life path, let's say, a life path of concentration, that's great. If you ignore the spiritual meaning behind what you're doing, then there are risks, and there's also solutions, obviously. The risk is you must be careful not to close your mind to the point that you start closing your vision instead of developing it. I mean, if you keep on hammering the same point and that doesn't work, then you're not going to find solutions for your life, is it? Okay? So you need to focus on a principle, much more important than on a fixed thing. Once I remember there was a friend of mine who wanted to sing, okay? And I think he had great talent, but he could not sing. I mean, he could not really sing. it made me laugh, but because he could sing a little bit, but then when a little bit of technique was required, he could not manage. And I said, well, listen, why don't you study a little bit? Why don't you go? You have a great voice. And what happened is that once he wanted to sing a song from Bon Jovi, and of course, when Bon Jovi goes high, he could not keep on with it, okay? And what he tried to do, instead of changing the technique, trying to find another way to go on harmoniously, he kept on pushing on the wrong note so much until he became terrible, became all red in the face, and he could not breathe almost, and then he had to stop. So he said, you know what I mean? I'm ringing always on the same part, but if this is the wrong point, that's the risk. That's the risk if you choose this path, but you don't understand, you don't have to close your vision. You have to develop your vision, okay? So keep it a principle. I want to learn the best techniques in order to achieve the vocal power I want, for example. That's a good thing. And then you hammer on that, because that will allow you enough space to have a wide vision. And the beauty of meditation is that you will get there naturally, and it's a natural way to get back to ourselves. The solution key, anyway, so it is less involvement, being less attached to only one thing, and be more self-forgetfulness. Probably that guy, when he tried to really reach the high note, he was so much, you know, concerned within himself that he should have done it, blah, blah, blah. And he was destroying his voice, you know. Self-forgetfulness. Forget about yourself a little bit. Find out the solutions in order to get there. Sense of playing. Play with your life. And then take more risk. In small things, in small tasks, take risk. And then, later on, in bigger tasks, take risk. In other words, it is easy for us to hammer always on the same point because we get so familiar with it. But then, we need to try to move away from it when we see that we're not getting what we want. Okay. Now, another path, instead of that of concentration, this is always in comparing success with transcendental experience, okay? And this is a technique that people use in meditation. It's about, instead of concentrating or penetrating a point, it's about expansion. Expanding your awareness. So this is another way. One is concentration. Another way is expansion. Including more and more. Perceiving everything that you can perceive. Embracing all perceptions all at once. Breaking all the plates. Feeling unity in everything. And this, for the businessman or whatever, now we're talking these terms, but you can apply the same kind of concept, I promise, because it's a universal concept in any area of life, okay? This has to do with including more and more projects, having more different streams of income, being active, okay, this is good for everyone, you're being active on many levels. Now, there's a risk here as well. And if you would practice a meditation technique that will allow you to expand your awareness, that would be natural for you to get into that state. But if you decide to have expanding awareness, expansion as your own life path, then you have to be aware of the risk. And you have to be aware of the solution. Here it is, the solution key that I'm going to share with you now, the risk and the solutions, okay? The risk is obviously you should be careful not to compromise your own nature. In other words, if you expand yourself too much, what happens is that you can start compromising your integrity, your ethical laws, your ethical principles, and after all, you start compromising also your own nature, your own temperament. You're not loyal to anything. It is really important to be aware of this risk and not fall into that, okay? The solution key is to expand Yes, but by following what you value and referring to general principles that are universal, then maintain that boundary, even when it's practical. Okay? For example, one of the practices you want to do is, for example, that you decide that after that point, you're done for the day and it's time to stay with your wife or with your partner, because if you can never stop, you're expanding one side at the expense of another. You will start feeling luck in your life. You will start, every stream will work, unfortunately, will start working in the opposite direction. Therefore, if you go to an extreme, then you will start reaping fruits in the opposite direction that you wanted. Okay, so you got to be careful. But again, if you would meditate, that will help you. For example, if you understand that your success in life now is in the way of expansion, is the path of expansion, the life path of expansion, it would be good if you start meditating with a practice, with a technique that is in tune with expanding awareness. If you feel now that you're concentrating on one point, if your life path is the path of concentration, okay, then it would be good for you to choose a meditation technique. It will naturally make you concentrate, and it will allow you to concentrate through a point until you will move beyond, you will get to a transcendence. Transcendence, again, is the symbol to move beyond human limitation, to go there, get to that success, to that glorious success, where not many people can go, usually. And we can all go there if we only wanted to, if we only had awareness. So there are two different paths. One also is about fervent discipline, okay? It's one path. Be disciplined. And for certain people, it works. But you should avoid extremes over here. For example, there are certain yogis in India, and they are really disciplined. But they are disciplined to the point that they torture themselves. And that is, believe me, that is not necessary, okay? Then you have relaxation. This is another path, the path of relaxation, the relaxed path. And most people in today's world like this path very much. Again, here, you have to avoid extremes, because if you relax to the point that you slouch on the couch all day, nothing happens. It is about relaxation and consciousness that has to do with expansion. And the points in common, they all must be directed towards accomplishment. Both the fervent discipline and both the relaxation kind of path have to be directed towards accomplishment, towards a resolution, towards completion. And this, what I'm going to share with you, is a key point. Really important, write it down. The concept behind it, and the process you are going through, are more important than the actual result. Let me repeat it. The concept behind it and the process you are going through are more important than the actual result. People say, why? Two reasons. First of all, you don't need to look for perfection. You want to get to a point where you are complete in your life. Perfection is not possible. Second, if you go through the process right, if you follow the right concepts, you keep track of your life, the results will be amazing on their own. Now, how do you want to learn? How do you want to learn? Remember, there are two ways of learning. One is through joy. One is through pain. So let's talk about joy as a way of learning. The purpose of why we want to be successful, obviously, in what we do, is because we know we can be happy with it, right? We want joy. But if joy doesn't permeate the pathway to success, if joy is not there already, joy cannot be produced. Because for the same reason why a lemon tree cannot give you an apple, okay? And all the action you take must be filled today with the joy of the soul. This approach is not for many people, but for the people who are ready, is the best approach possible ever. Because most people are not ready for this, to learn with joy. But if you feel that you want it, you say, I'm ready to learn through joy, and all the action you must take, it must be filled with the joy of the soul. This approach, this is why I'm not ready, because people don't want to change their lives. They're familiar with their old stuff, or with their old stuff, but it's not working properly for them at this point. So the approach requires a major change, especially at the beginning. But it then starts to move your life in a much better direction. Then there's another way of learning, which is the way of learning through pain. Pain is the hard way to learn, and most of the people are learning today through this way. Nevertheless, most of the people are just experiencing pain, not learning anything. Most of the people don't even learn through pain, because pain paralyzes them, doesn't make them move. Pain brings painful results, okay? If one is stuck into a painful life, if you are stuck into a painful life, where pain is a much greater percentage on joy. Let's say pain 80%, joy almost inexistent, fleeting happiness 15%, and the rest confusion, okay? One should have enough courage at that point to respond with joy and kindness to pain. Again, what are the strengths we were talking about at the beginning? What are those strengths? Or even totally ignore what before would have been considered as an insult, for example. Most people are so proud of themselves, they cannot step into a joyful place because they are busy in keeping the appearance. I wrote on my blog, please go there and read it. It's an article, it's called The Diamond and the Mug. Go there and you know what I'm talking about. www.thelifecatalyst.com/blog. Just go there and sign up for the newsletter, Life Changing Power newsletter. You will not regret it, I promise. Okay? Then there are many approaches. This is even in the spiritual path, okay? Obviously, we have the physical approach, which is taking intelligent action, well-being, nutrition. And in the path, it could be, for example, Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga, it is a path on its own, okay? It is not just physical kind of gymnastics. When done properly, it is a path on its own. And it relates symbolically to taking intelligent action, well-being, nutrition, an action that brings everything into balance. Then we have the emotional approach, and this is called as devotional approach. The emotional approach is related to the devotional approach in the spiritual path. And practical way to experience that during the day is to reside in your own good feelings most of the day. So close your eyes, put a hand on your heart, and see what's feeling good. See which part of your body is feeling good. And expand that part, expand that feeling everywhere. And try to reside, try to live from the feeling most of the day. And then, when that feeling, which is not really an emotion, you see, you sacrifice the emotions for a feeling state. When the feeling becomes greater and greater, and then you start listening to the small inner voice within, because that is the voice. It's telling you what to do, what are the decisions you should take, directing love to your job and to who you love. Then there is the mental approach. This is the field of knowledge, the field of deep understanding, where you can conceive a great plan when you know, being the main source of knowledge because you have absorbed those principles. When you absorb something, when you are something, you are the main source of that thing. Even if other people say similar things, but when you really absorb it, you are a source. This is the mental approach, okay? Then there is the service-oriented approach, which is bringing the service, bringing help, bringing solution. Losing what you have to have more later. Be in tune with service-oriented businesses. Use your talents to serve others. Remember now, we've been talking about this last, now the four approaches, physical approach, emotional, feeling state, mental, being the source, service-oriented approach. These four approaches come together. They have to be mixed and must be mixed. If you start with service-oriented approach, that's the point of start. That's great. You start with one, then you emphasize your approach with other approaches. Becoming the source, residing the feeling, inner state, taking intelligent action, or vice versa. Start with one approach and then move on into the other. Well, for today is everything. Today is all. Please just go to my website, thelifecatalyst.com, www.thelifecatalyst.com, and sign up for the Life Changing Power newsletter. And thank you very much for tuning in to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. I'll be here next week, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific, and I'll see you there. Thank you at BBS Radio Station 1. Goodbye.